Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another day on the Dopamine Detox Challenge. We're diving into something super important today, something that impacts every single one of us. Fear. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental rut, held back by anxieties that just won't quit? You know that feeling when you want to jump headfirst into an opportunity, but a voice in your head whispers doubts and insecurities? Well, guess what? That voice isn't always right. In fact, it often holds us back from reaching our full potential. Today, we're going to learn how to harness the power of positive affirmations to quiet that inner critic and unlock a whole new level of courage. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh, here comes another self-help spiel," hear me out. Positive affirmations aren't about living in a bubble of unrealistic positivity. It's not about denying fear or pretending everything is perfect. It's about consciously rewiring our brains to focus on strength, possibility, and belief in ourselves. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we explore this together. 1. Fear is a liar. Let's be honest, fear often exaggerates the risks and minimizes our abilities. That voice telling you, "You can't do it," it's probably just scared. Remember, fear thrives on uncertainty. The more you face your fears head-on, the less power they have over you. 2. Affirmations are powerful tools. When we repeat positive statements about ourselves and our capabilities, we start to believe them. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you use that affirmation, the stronger the belief becomes. Start small. Even just saying, "I am capable," or "I choose courage," a few times a day can make a difference. 3. Consistency is key. Don't expect miracles overnight. Building courage takes time and consistent effort. Like any good habit, it needs to be practiced regularly. Make affirmations part of your daily routine. Say them in the mirror, write them down, or even record yourself saying them. The more you repeat them, the more they sink into your subconscious. 4. Tailor your affirmations. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to affirmations. Think about your specific fears and challenges. Are you afraid of public speaking? Try, "I am a confident and articulate speaker." Want to overcome procrastination? Tell yourself, "I take action with ease and focus." Make them personal, make them powerful. 5. Believe in yourself. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Affirmations work best when they are backed by genuine belief. Don't just say the words, feel them. Visualize yourself succeeding, imagine the confidence you possess, and believe that you can overcome any obstacle. Let me tell you a story. I once had this friend, Sarah, who was terrified of presenting in front of large groups. She dreamt of starting her own business but felt paralyzed by the fear of public speaking. One day, she stumbled upon the power of affirmations. She started saying things like, "I am a confident and engaging speaker," every morning and before each presentation. Slowly, but surely, she began to feel a shift. Her voice gained strength, her body language improved, and she even started enjoying those presentations. Sarah realized that by consciously choosing positive thoughts and beliefs about herself, she could rewrite her narrative and overcome a fear that had held her back for so long. So, remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear hold you hostage. Embrace the power of positive affirmations, believe in yourself, and watch as you build courage and unlock your full potential. This is Dopamine Detox Challenge, where we're not just about taking breaks from screens but also taking breaks from limiting beliefs. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. And don't forget to leave a review, your feedback keeps us going. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.